The DOJ wants you to believe a fairy tale that Jeffrey Epstein trafficked children to no one. There is no client list. Tens of thousands of videos have disappeared into thin air. Some of the most powerful world leaders traveled to Epstein's paedophile island for no reason. There are no victims. Case closed. But the public isn't buying it. And now Virginia Giuffre's final message just blew the whole thing wide open. Recorded before her death and released as a dead man's switch after her death, her video confirms what many have suspected. Epstein wasn't just protected, he was extracted. With help from Bill Barr, with help from Hillary Clinton. Because Epstein wasn't just a criminal, he was an intelligence asset working for the CIA and Mossad, one of their own. And the crimes Hillary tried to bury, they're darker than most people's worst nightmares. This is the episode they never wanted aired. And once the world hears what's on the tape, there's no going back. Before we dive in, a quick word about our partner VP.net, the next generation of private browsing. VP.net is the only VPN designed with true zero-logging architecture. That means, unlike other VPNs, it literally can't track you. So even if governments or bad actors come knocking, there's nothing to hand over. It's that simple. Your data stays yours, period. Virginia Giuffre was found dead earlier this year, and the authorities wasted no time calling it a suicide. But she warned us, if she died under suspicious circumstances, it wasn't her. The elite paedophile ring thought they'd silenced her, like all the victims. They were wrong. Because Virginia left behind a final weapon. A dead man's switch. A digital time bomb designed to blow the lid of the world's darkest secrets. 24 hours after her death, the switch was triggered. And Virginia's recordings were sent to a small group of trusted alternative media outlets that she knew and trusted. So, what's inside? Names, dates, forensic proof of household names and VIPs visiting Epstein's paedophile island, including Hillary Clinton, yet another high-level US politician caught in Epstein's trap. But it goes further. We're talking multiple world leaders and European royalty, multiple Hollywood household names including Hanks and Clooney, multinational CEOs and philanthropists including Bill Gates. Like the list of VIP paedophiles that Trump advisor Alina Habber confirmed in February, the administration possesses.
But in this case, in Epstein's case, it is incredibly disturbing. We have flight logs, we have information, names that will come out.
Is it going to be shocking?
I don't see how it's not shocking that there were so many individuals.
I'm in a green room at Fox, and I'm not going to say who because they didn't give me permission to share it. But well, the short story, but not who they are, says, you know, Epstein's an intelligence asset for people in the Middle East, right? I'm like, no, I didn't know that. I'm like, you sure of that? The person, let's say, is like, I'm absolutely sure of that. There's a big assumption out there that these videotapes were exclusively in the custody of Epstein. That's a huge mistake. The reason they wanted this story to go away is because there's an assumption like, oh yeah, Epstein had him. No, he wasn't the only one who had him, according to this source. These assets, that's why this blackmail story makes so much sense. Which Middle Eastern countries they are, I don't know, but this person who's a very, very good reporter, I mean, aces, right? Swore Epstein was either a witting or unwitting intelligence asset, and they may have had his plane wired up, and they're the ones who have all this stuff. So the point is, to sum it up, how do you know some of these countries aren't going to some of these power players who aren't making decisions? Because, hey, he wouldn't want this video out there, right?
This is the real client list, the one they're terrified you'll get to see. They're so desperate to keep it buried, the DOJ and FBI have done a full 180 in the space of 3 months. They've thrown away every shred of credibility, now claiming that Epstein had no client list at all. So let's get this straight. Ghislaine Maxwell is serving 20 years in prison for trafficking minors to no one. The official narrative is falling apart, riddled with more holes than the blundering 9/11 cover-up. On Monday, the DOJ released the long-promised video from Epstein's cell. But there's just one problem. Conveniently, the video skips a whole minute at 11:59 p.m. A clean jump. Right before the moment, they were supposed to prove to the world that he killed himself. They either think we're all stupid, or they're flat out mocking us right now. How are we supposed to believe the official story when the cover-up keeps unraveling right in front of us? Back in March, Attorney General Pam Bondi herself said that the Epstein client list was sitting on her desk, ready for her review for public release. Clear as day.
DOJ may be releasing the list of Jeffrey Epstein's clients? Will that really happen? It's sitting on my desk right now to review. That's been a directive by President Trump. I'm reviewing that. I'm reviewing JFK files, MLK files. That's all in the process of being reviewed because that was done at the directive of the president from all of these agencies.
So have you seen anything that you said, oh, my gosh?
Not yet.
Later that month, she admitted there were tens of thousands of videos, footage of Epstein and his associates and underage children.
Tens of thousands of videos of Epstein with children or child porn. And there are hundreds of victims. And no one victim will ever get released. It's just the volume, and that's what they're going through right now.
Then something changed behind the scenes, something massive. In April, FBI head Kash Patel and Deputy Chief Dan Bongino started visibly squirming whenever the topic came up, looking like they were in a hostage video. Suddenly, they were denying the tapes even existed.
Again, logical play out. If there was a video of some guy or gal committing felonies on an island and I'm in charge, don't you think you'd see it?
And now in July, Pam Bondi's DOJ says actually there are no videos, no names, no victims. Ghislaine Maxwell trafficked children to nobody. Epstein was innocent. Nothing to see here, folks. And just like that, case closed. Are we really expected to buy that?
This is going to be an unmitigated disaster. I don't know how they got Trump and the DOJ to do this because the public is not buying it. No one is buying it.
As James O'Keefe's undercover investigation revealed, the deep state isn't a theory. It's real. And it's been running its own operation for years, cutting out the president, dodging oversight, and answering to no one. The intelligence agencies don't serve the people anymore, they serve themselves. So are we really supposed to be surprised when they investigate themselves and magically find no ties to Epstein? No blackmail, no wrongdoing, nothing to see here. Give us a break.
I do cyber operations. I've been doing it for a long time.
So how long have you been working at the CIA?
2008.
Okay.
I also worked at NSA, though. And then I have a TSSCI with a full-scale polygraph. That means that I'm fully vetted.
Amjad Fasisi shows her his CIA identification badge.
No, where does it say?
Doesn't.
Hey, that's the point.
That's the point.
What's CMC?
China Mission Center, darling. That's my mission center.
Gotcha.
Amjad talks about how the CIA kept information from Trump.
Like working.
We kept information from him.
Say one more time.
We kept information from him.
From Trump?
Yes. He said he's an idiot. And there are certain people that would give him a high-level overview, but never give it to anybody. You don't know why? It's
called leaked details. Amjad Fasisi states higher-ups within the intel community, including CIA directors Mike Pompeo and Gina Haspel, and the upper levels of their staffs colluded to withhold information from sitting President Trump.
So the agencies kind of like all got together and said, we're not going to tell Trump.
The higher-ups.
The higher-ups.
Put it this way, the executive staff. We're talking about the director and his subordinates.
Like, what titles are they? They're
director of the CIA.
Director of the CIA would keep...
Yes.
Are you guys still watching him?
I would say yes.
Like, it sounds like you guys are still watching him and his team.
Of course we are. Nothing goes by without somebody watching.
According to Virginia Giuffre, Epstein wasn't just a predator, he was an asset. Working for both the CIA and Mossad. So of course they protected him. And of course they kept him alive. He was too valuable. A weapon used to compromise powerful men and bend Washington to their will. Now, the blackmailed are showing their true colours. And the few who aren't compromised? They've been threatened, even with assassination. DC is drowning in fear and confusion. And Virginia's dead man switch just blew the lid off. Because in her files, one name keeps coming up. Hillary Clinton. Why? Because she'll do anything to keep her island visits buried. And because she's not just a player, she's a commander in the deep state's war on the duly elected president. How did Hillary help Epstein fake his own death? We'll break it down right after this important message from our sponsor. The global elite are raking in crypto billions, rigging markets to keep regular Americans like you broke. It's a deliberate wall. And as viewers of this channel already know, the globalist wants you enslaved, not free. BlockTrust IRA is smashing that with their Animus AI trading platform, which has been designed to outsmart the hedge fund managers so that everyday Americans have a chance at real financial independence. This is the number one crypto platform, crowned by Bitcoin Magazine from over 1,500 rivals. Thousands of ordinary Americans like you are already raking in 250% returns, backed by $200 million in military-grade security. The globalists absolutely hate this platform. It has created 80,000 new millionaires already. BlockTrust IRA's mission aligns with ours. Financial freedom is the key to fighting back against the shadowy elite. So please visit tpvcrypto.com, links below, to find out more. For a limited time, they're offering my viewers up to $2,500 in bonus crypto when you open an account. Visit tpvcrypto.com and join the revolution today. Want to know why Matt Gaetz was blocked from becoming Attorney General? Why Trump loyalists, people who stood by him through everything, suddenly turned on Gaetz and killed the nomination? Because Israel couldn't trust him. They knew he couldn't be trusted to play ball. He couldn't be controlled. So they gave the order to the compromised Congress, and Gaetz was tossed aside to be replaced with a woman they knew they could intimidate into compliance with their agenda.
You got a 99%
on Epstein. Issue. Bill Barr is the one that needs to be called in to give sworn testimony on what happened there at Bureau of Prisons, because there's just no way that the story you're getting is the real story there. No freaking way, and Bill Barr knows it.
I think most people believe that, right? Like, it's got no way that's.
I actually think it was a. True. I actually think that on Epstein, it was a foreign government that took him out. I don't think it was a domestic enterprise.
Really,
I do. I'm not going to say which one, but I don't think it was domestic inspired to take out of him. I think that was a foreign operation. Government sponsored.
So foreign operation took out Epstein inside of our prison.
Yes.
So they would have must have been allowed to.
Oh, I think it was in concert with people in our government.
Wow.
But not at like some, you know, low level guard getting bribed kind of way.
Yeah.
At a state to state level.
So that's probably a lot of partied interests in keeping that under wraps.
You better believe it. Weapon systems at play, global deals at play.
Interesting. You have evidence to back that up?
I just am positing it as a theory.
Wow.
Matt Gaetz is right. It was a foreign intelligence operation government sponsored that took Epstein out of the prison system. But they didn't act alone. They worked hand in hand with the US deep state, led by Hillary Clinton, in coordination with Bill Barr, both of whom had their own reasons for helping the blackmailers, personal reasons. Bill Barr's ties to Epstein go way back, all the way to the 1970s. It was Barr's own father who gave a young unqualified Jeffrey Epstein his first job at the elite Dalton School in Upper East Side Manhattan. Despite no degree, no experience, just an unhealthy obsession with underage girls. That's right. The Attorney General at the time of Epstein's so-called death was no neutral party. He was a longtime family friend. It was his own father who pulled strings to help Epstein forge his path into New York's elite, giving him his first job and opening the doors. This wasn't justice, it was protection, from the very top. Once again, they expect us to chalk it up to just another coincidence. Because apparently in their world, corruption, cover-ups and corpse swapping all happen by accident. And Hillary? She's not just connected, she's committed. A fully embedded deep state operative. According to Virginia Giuffre, Hillary has been to the island multiple times. In the second installment of Giuffre's Dead Man Switch, she says that when the public understands the role played by Israel, there'll be a reckoning. And as for when they understand the full extent of Hillary Clinton's crimes, it won't just be a scandal. All hell will break loose.
If you're hearing this, it means I'm dead. Not missing, not in hiding. Dead. And it wasn't a suicide. It wasn't an accident. I was murdered because I know too much. Because I refuse to shut up. And this is one of several tapes I've sent to trusted journalists. People who still care about truth, who still dare to stand up to power. If you're one of them, thank you. Please don't stop. This is part of a series I've prepared called The Justice Files. And it's aimed at one thing, making damn sure the monsters who trafficked me and others like me who abused us, who murdered those who spoke out, they don't get away with it. My name is Virginia Giuffre. What matters is that I was a victim of Jeffrey Epstein. You know who I mean. The billionaire creep who killed himself in that prison, except he didn't. That was all a lie. He's still alive. He's laughing. He's bragging. He's out there doing it again. So how do I know? Because I was in the system. I was trafficked by him for years to the kind of men who appear on magazine covers and look important and shake hands at summits. I know how these networks work, and I still have contacts, other survivors, employees, even some people still caught in the system, still forced to serve. Word gets around. Jeffrey's not even hiding it anymore. He brags about it to the sick freaks who still worship him, says he pulled off the greatest vanishing act of the century, says they'll never catch him now. And you know what? He might be right, unless people wake the hell up. Here's what actually happened. Jeffrey didn't die in that cell. The body they wheeled out, that wasn't him. That was Hillary Clinton's brother. His name was Tony Rodham. And yeah, he looked close enough to pass for Jeffrey if you squinted and didn't ask questions. Hillary killed him over some property fight, then used his corpse to fake Jeffrey's death. The truth is, Hillary is far worse than Bill. People don't talk about her visits to the island, but they should. Because she's not just complicit, she's a much darker figure, sick, cold, and ruthlessly effective. When those tapes drop, and they will, people are going to lose their minds. She knows it. That's why she's doing everything in her power to stop it. She cannot let the truth come out. There's too much at stake, too many reputations, too much power to lose. That's why the feds played along. The cameras conveniently glitched. The guards just happened to fall asleep. And the DOJ's top brass? They made the call. Epstein didn't die. He walked out. Right through a service exit, climbed into the back of a government SUV like it was Uber Black, driven straight to a private airfield in Jersey. And where did he go? Israel. Why? Because he was working for them the whole damn time. His blackmail operation, his whole setup, it wasn't just about money or perversion. It was intelligence, strategic compromat. Every time a powerful man raped a girl in one of Epstein's mansions, there were cameras, microphones, full surveillance. Every move recorded, and those tapes, they weren't just for his vault, they were sent straight to Israeli handlers. And now they've got everything, every name, every act, every crime. That's why so many U.S. officials suddenly flip their scripts. It's not ideology, it's fear. They're being blackmailed, or worse, they're being threatened. I've heard the warnings passed around. Obey or end up like JFK. And don't think that's an empty threat. These people have no limits. Kill or be killed, they say. They kill when it's convenient. They erase. They delete. Just like they're trying to delete me. But I won't let them. Even in death, I won't let them. That's what this tape is for. That's what all my tapes are for. To expose the deep state apparatus, the global trafficking ring, the politicians and billionaires who use children like pawns, and the system that protects them. I was passed around like property, but I am not property. I am not a ghost. I am testimony. And if you're hearing this, it means the truth is still alive. Keep going. Don't stop. They're not untouchable. Not if we all stand up.
Virginia Giuffre isn't the only victim of the elite pedophile ring to blow the whistle on Hillary Clinton's unimaginably horrific past. An FBI criminal profiler has blown the whistle, talking about the sheer animal horror of viewing Hillary Clinton and Huma Abedin's frazzle drip crime scene. Warning, what you're about to hear includes descriptions of abuse so horrific, so depraved, they go far beyond what most people can even imagine. These are the darkest corners of human cruelty, told by somebody who witnessed them.
Somebody sent it to me. I would not advise you to have a look at it. She and her spokeswoman, they put a 5-year-old girl naked on a table, bind it, and then with a scalpel, they start to remove the face.
Oh my God.
And you hear this child screaming, screaming, and they take off the face, and Hillary Clinton puts it on her face and goes to the child. You see, the child, it's all flesh, and then the eyes, and this child sees her own face on the face of Clinton. I will never forget that image, and never the scream. That's how evil these people are.
Here at The People's Voice, we're determined to continue exposing the crimes of the elite, but we need your help. Subscribe to the channel, tell your friends and family about us, and join the People's Voice Locals community for exclusive and uncensored content. We can't do it without you. Government agencies, NSA, CIA, Mossad, you name it, are tapping your every move online, feeding their globalist surveillance machine. Your VPN isn't saving you, your VPN is spying on you. They flash no logs like it's a promise. But what they're really saying is, trust us. Trust foreign outfits in Israel, Panama, Romania, Switzerland? Trust them not to sell your data when the globalists tighten their grip? We know their plans. They told us. They're building a digital prison planet, digital IDs, 50-minute cities, total internet control. The globalist takeover needs one thing. Every click, every search, every move you make online in their hands. You think you're safe? Mossad has just been busted spying on White House officials. Nobody's safe. I don't know about you, but it boils my blood knowing they're chaining the internet to their globalist agenda. That's why I've partnered with VP.net, the world's first verified privacy network. They don't promise trust, they prove it. Cryptographic proof in real time that they can't see your traffic. They can't see it, and neither can some tyrannical government, not even if they came with court orders and threats. Your data is locked in Intel SGX secure enclaves. Cryptographic vaults so secure, even the owners of VP.net are shut out. This isn't privacy by some flimsy policy, it's privacy by design, built to break their control. Once you see VP.net, you can't go back. Still using legacy VPNs in 2025? That's like wiring your brain straight into the surveillance matrix. Strike back against the digital overlords by visiting vp.net/TPV. It's privacy by design, because the internet's their battlefield, and VP.net is your shield.